Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Foggy Thursday morning. Be careful. Flashers only if you're stopped. And we can't see the Crest City Connection here from Poydras and Magazine, so be aware of that and be careful. Steve Geller and Mike D'Attilia are going to get the weekend started this evening at the Treasure Chest Casino. They're going to break down 10th-ranked LSU at number 17 Vanderbilt, along with more of Saturday's top matchups in college football with CBS Sports analyst Danny Cannell at 4:20. Then get insights on the Saints from Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley at 5:20. What are the keys to victory at Chicago Sunday? Then at 7, Thursday Night Football, Steelers at the Bengals, and you can catch Pelicans basketball, Pals at the Magic. Pre-game 5:30, tip-off 6 on the Big 870 WWL. So a lot coming up. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director. How are you, Steve?
I am doing good, Tommy, and definitely looking forward to Thursday night football this evening between the grumpy old men at quarterbacks.
Tell me about the Saints quarterback and about the Bears quarterbacks.
Looking, Spencer Rattler continues to impress folks around the NFL. We've seen him manage games well, not turning the ball over, be a lot more accurate, uses his feet. So it's been a lot of positives around Spencer Rattler this year, and I think it surprised a lot of people going into this season. When you look at the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams, the top overall pick from a year ago in his sophomore season, looked a heck of a lot better in that last game on Monday Night Football against the Washington Commanders. He's really limited his turnovers this year as well. Has 9 touchdowns compared to just 2 interceptions. One of his issues a year ago was definitely holding on to the football, was sacked a ton. That number's down a bunch this year for him. Still decent, a pretty high number at 10, but I feel like that number was at like 20, 30 a year ago. So he's definitely gotten rid of the ball a lot quicker. And you just see this offense being a lot more dangerous. They have weapons with the rushing game and DeAndre Swift at running back, and then the receiving core, man, scares the heck out of me with Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Luther Burden, Olamide Zaccheaus, and then a tight end in Cole Kmet. Also, their rookie Colston Loveland is expected to be in action for this game. So the Bears plucked Penny a punch. Plus, oh yeah, I didn't even mention, we're going up against our former head coach and Dennis Allen over there on the defensive side.
Yeah, there's a lot of storylines, I'll tell you that. Tell me how the team you think is handling the 1-5 start.
Yeah, 1-5, definitely something that wears on the players, the coaches, the fan base. You know, you come in the next day for work on a Monday after game day, and you don't have that same any pep in your step. It's a Monday, so nobody's excited to be at work. But at least off the Saints win, you got something positive to talk about. The players are like that, too. And you have at least great veteran leadership. I know people are probably rolling their eyes at me saying that. But when you have guys like Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Alvin Kamara in that locker room to support these younger guys that may not be used to winning from their programs in college football, I think that the team realizes where they are right now and are they see the progress that's been made and just need to put it together, the old cliche, for four quarters so they can finish a game and come out with a victory.
Whose team is this?
You know, that's a
Kamara,
great question. Kamara,
AKs, is it, I would think, or is it Cam Jordan's team? Whose team is it?
Yeah, the identity, or you want to say whose team this is, it's really tough to put.
Because we knew it was Drew Brees' team, right? We knew that. But I don't think it's Spencer Rattler's team.
No, and if I had to say anyone, I would guess the biggest voices are definitely on defense. And I'd say between the DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan, this is their squad. I think folks listen the most to them. They're the most vocal in that locker room. Alvin Kamara is another guy who, you know, people want to follow him because of what he does on the field. And he's not going to be that rah-rah presence in the locker room at all, but someone that definitely leads by example. Overall, though, yeah, there is no, I would say, definitive figure piece for this team right now.
How do you think Kellen Moore's handling it?
Yeah, it's been rough for Kellen in his first year, and he is, I would say, an all-pro at just fielding questions from the media. You're not going to throw him off with anything, you know, trying to ask about when we were back in training camp, from the quarterback situation to right now with the struggles in the red zone or the defensive issues to start games. He's pretty good at giving you the standard yearbook answer and isn't throwing players under the bus, or any of his staff, things like that. You can see he's been around this game his entire life. And just he's perfectly trained at answering things to me. And it's not exciting at all for us, but he's definitely not giving you a soundbite or anything that's going to infer any distress with his team right now.
He's not a screamer at all, is he, when it comes to sideline or anything else? I know he got a little bit upset at the referee last week, at one of the officials a couple of times, but when it comes to players, you rarely see him chew a player out on the sideline, right?
No, we've kind of joked about that in the sports office, talking about what's Kellen Moore like at home with the wife and kids. Does anything rattle him to the point where he kind of loses it? Because you're right, he doesn't have that hot-headed temper that you see in the locker room, grabbing a guy by the neck and, you know, chewing out his ear. That's just not his style.
I would say probably trying to log on to Prime or Netflix, and then it asks you for, you know, to scan the barcode. That would probably just put him over the edge, because it puts me over the edge. 7:21, more with Steve Geller. When we come back, traffic now, WWL. 7:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. He and Mike Dettelier will get the weekend started with weekend kickoff. The Treasure Chest Casino this evening, starting at 4 o'clock. Head out there and join them. Steve, when it comes to Dennis Allen, former Saints head coach, I'm thinking, who's got the advantage here? Because I don't know if the staff here knows that much about Dennis Allen. Of course, they got a lot of tape, but Dennis Allen certainly knows Spencer Rattler and the Saints offense. I would think, as the defensive coordinator of the Bears, you would have to say advantage DA. What do you think?
Yeah, you look at it, there's some players in the locker room, obviously, that have that intimate knowledge of being in the scheme with DA. But overall, I think Allen obviously knows this entire squad front to back, having just been the head coach over here last year. Saints head coach Kellen Moore talked a little bit about it, though, yesterday. He doesn't like to call these revenge games. He calls them reunion games, so it's a little more positive there. But you look at Kellen Moore with his past stints, whether it was with the Cowboys, even I think with the Chargers, he had encounters going up a DA defense, so it's not completely not on his radar or in his memory banks of what to expect. I'm just looking forward to seeing how things shake out. And you know that DA is going to want to, you know, come at this New Orleans Saints team hard. The Bears are a contender right now in that division, 3-2 on the year. Just had a nice win on Monday Night Football. And man, oh man, I've learned more and more that in football, things might change with rules and new schemes and fancy new all coordinators, but it really all comes down to the trenches right now, O-line and D-line.
Yeah, I would also think that Dennis Allen knows how to rattle the rattler.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, they had Spencer Rattler talked to the media yesterday as well. It was Wednesday, so we get coach and QB. And he's like, well, I got to know Dennis for a year, so it wasn't like he had that much time, you know, with him as the head coach. But, you know,
but here's what I'm saying. In meetings, he had to, as a head coach, have gone all over it with the offensive coordinator about this gets under his skin, that gets under his skin. We got to coach him up here, coach him up there. And that, when you go from coaching up 1 year to that's a weakness that you try to step on the next year, right?
For sure. But for me, I see Rattler as making a ton of progress this season. And I think I talked about it with the lack of takeaways. He's being more responsible with the ball. He's aware of the rush around him, and when he senses it, he's smart and takes off to extend the play and then maybe, you know, goes and gets that extra yardage if no one's open downfield. I've seen a lot of growth from Rattler. The biggest thing for me right now is I just want to see fine-tuning that accuracy a little more and being able to unfurl the deep ball a little bit more. And that's probably on Kellen Moore and the offensive calling more than Rattler trying to take that shot downfield.
1-5, you got Chicago this week. Then you got Tampa Bay and the Rams, so it doesn't get easier. So let's hope they can pull a victory out. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be listening this afternoon. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. He and Mike Dettelier will be at the Treasure Chest Casino this evening starting at 4 o'clock. Head out, join them there. When we come back, we'll talk to Joe DeRusso, the man of the hour when it comes to the city and the budget problems. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.